I think where we left off yesterday was as follows. So we got a piece of the Gemara over here towards the, a little lower than the middle of the page. So commenting on the halach of the mission of Samach, Lakos, Alach, and Magag, and Lavasakol. So Amar Avuna, Samach, Lepalga, Samach, Lekula. Samach, Lepalga, Samach, Lekula. Once you have been somech to part, it's as if you were somech next to the whole thing, and you have to pay for everything. Rav Nachman Amar Lamai de Samach Samach Lamai de Lo Samach Lo Samach. What you built next to, that's what you have to pay for, and what you do not have to pay for. Umode Rav Huna Bekarna Velufta. Rav Huna agrees when it comes to Karna Velufta. Umode Rav Nachman be Afriza ube akvasa dikshuri. Okay, and they each have cases in which they agree. Again, we'll try to understand that more in a moment. Ah. So what we're trying to understand was this. Right? Why is it true that samech paga samech akula? So Rav Huna tells us that if you're somech next to part of the wall, you have to pay for the entire thing. And we thought that was surprising. We thought that was surprising. Why is that surprising? Because whatever halacha this stems from, presumably, is some sort of halacha about getting benefit. And if you did not get that benefit, so then what are you paying for? What are you paying for? So we saw there being a Yonah, some of the other Rishonim understood that Eino Chanami. It's not true. If you're not getting benefit, you don't have to pay. What is the raya? The raya is that there are certain cases, which are the Karna Velufta, where he's going to agree. So why is it that when there's no Karna Velufta, why is it that he has to pay? So Rashi had told us, right, the Kevan, the Hischa, since he started so full ligmar, we know that he's going to finish. He didn't do it yet. But he's going to. So what's Rashi telling us at the end? The Chor, what Rashi is telling us is that part of the chiddush of the Mishnah was that you have to pay for things that you didn't do yet when we know you're going to do it. So even before you put on the roof, you already have to pay for it because we know that it's going to happen, even though it didn't happen yet. So why is this any different? Okay, so if that taka is true, right, if it's true that it's not going to be any different, apparently that you're definitely going to build it, so then it makes a lot of sense. Then we saw Rabbeinu Yonah. And Rabbeinu Yonah said that even if he claims that he's not going to build, he's not going to be believed. And that's already a bit more surprising. And Rabbeinu Yonah went a step further and says, even if in the end he builds the Karna Velufta, which again is some sort of corner protrusion, which is indicates the conclusion of building, you're not retroactively going to get out of paying. And that needs to be better understood. But the truth is that raises a question on the entire issue. And that is, and this is what we left off yesterday, if we're not 100% sure that he's going to pay, we're not positive, right? So the Chora, it's just a suffix. And if it's a suffix, why are we being Motzi Mama? That was the question that we left off with yesterday. At this halacha of Rav Huna, why is it that it should be true? And Bifrat, according to what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, when we have more of a reason to think that it's not what's happening, because he's telling us that it's not what is happening. So what is the pshat? So the Chazon Ish asks this kasha. And the Chazon Ish answers as follows. Says the Chazon Ish, Where'd it go? Oh. Says the Chazanish, "Umaskinan din beemes daito lismo gakula chaya bekula miyad." Right? If the reality is that that's what he's planning on doing, then he should be chayav immediately. We're okay with that because that really is an extension of the Mishnah. And if it's not his das, then he would not. He's only going to be chayav for what he built. But that again has to be indicated by the way he builds the carnival lufta. So he says, "I don't understand what's going on here." L'chora iyav shalachayav misafek. It's kasha. It's kasha. If it's only a suffix, why is he going to be chayev? My time with Rav Huna, the chayev meyad, the ino neman lemar, the ain daito lismuch al kula. Right? Well, we don't know, so okay, so then we can presume that, but he told us. Once he told us that that's not what I'm doing, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, why is that we're saying, no, it is what you're doing? Betoras madai. In a definitive way. So he suggests as follows. V'nira da'al harov eim b'nei odam apikim retrotzon mikinyan ha'chatzoyin v'muchroch liknos chilek v'kos ha'chavero retzono liknos machatzis ha'koso ligamri v'zeh sh'omr sh'ein retzon elo mechzat to'ay nosot lo shchicha v'choshir ba'al ha'koso mukzok sh'atanaso hi mechavarta tfei. He suggests as follows. He suggests that it is not uncommon to pay for more in order to get what you want. Meaning, It's not the pshat that we're trying to figure out exactly what his das is, and that we're not going to believe him. But normally, people aren't looking to make a half kinyan. Right? We're thinking about it, but the perspective that we had thought until now is that, right? It's fine. Yeah. Wow. People leave these markers lying there. Okay, fine, thank you. Right, until now we thought that it has to do with what his das is. But the way we've been looking at it is as if the whole wall isn't one wall. Right? When we have Reuven's wall in the middle, or the wall that they built together in the middle, and then he builds along part of it, so we're saying, okay, well, this is all he's getting Hana from. But Lemaisa is one wall. Lemaisa is one, it's one wall. It's not uncommon to pay for the entirety of something in order to get part of it. Right? This is a little bit more of an extreme way of formulating it, right? Not everything is purchasable as only half of the item. So therefore, it's not that we're so positive that you're going to do it. But once you're getting involved in a purchase, in order to potentially have the opportunity to do it later, the normal person is willing to purchase the entire thing right now. Because that's a normal way of derech mekach umemkar, is that you don't purchase things only halfway. It doesn't mean... Because I know what you're going to ask in a second. It doesn't mean... Ooh.
How's
that? Stolen goods. Okay.
Thank you. It doesn't work. That's why I was there.
Okay, it's fine. Thank you. It doesn't mean... Right? This does not mean that you can't buy only half. Because then you're going to ask me, so then how come when he stops halfway, does he only have to pay for half? Right? That's what you're going to ask. I know. That's not what he's saying. He's just saying that the normative practice is that you don't buy things halfway. If the guy says and indicates that that's what I am doing, then that does work. Why? Because the whole svara as to why you don't buy things halfway is because it's worth investing a little bit more because I might want to do it in the future. Maybe I don't want to do it right now. But until I build the karna of the lufta, which negates my ability to do it later, then I'm not believed. Because again, it's not a bit, because then I'm going against what normal. But again, what the Chazanish is trying to stress, before this point is a question, what the Chazanish is trying to stress is that it's not just trying to figure out what is his das. Okay, maybe he's going to build, maybe he's not going to build. It's getting a little bit deeper than that. Like, that's the lashon that he used. Ulefiza ain't a tam. The reason of the sum of the prophets of Afula is not. It's not necessarily that we think right now he is going to complete it and now he's denying it. No, we believe that his das right now is that he's not going to build more. We believe him on that. But what Rav Huna is saying, that no, but once you're doing this and you're showing that there's a nichusa, that nichusa towards this benefit might be broader than what it is right now, because in the future you might want to build. The only way out of and that's betoras vadai. The only way out of that is if he does something that takes away the possibility of building later. So if he builds that corner, and then it doesn't help me anymore to build straight, so then he's not going to have to pay. That is the suggestion of the Chazon Ish. Is it a perfect answer? I don't know. But the kasha is very strong. The kasha is strong. Yeah, Moshe?
I just want to understand the key better. It is a case where Shimon, the second guy, he built part of the wall and took a break before building the car. Right? It's not like Reuven just brought him into base thing while he's in the middle of building the wall.
It could be it's either.
So then you could just, Shimon wasn't even... Did he have the chance to build the car and didn't, or did he just?
Might be bad luck. It might not matter, because again, if the whole vort is that it's about taking away that possibility, he did not take away that possibility yet. Now it's mistaber that Reuven's going to wait until Shimon has kind of dumped his construction because he doesn't want to go to Beis Din twice, and he doesn't know how far he's going to go.
But he didn't go twice. We decided if he goes. If
he's a Rav Huna guy, right? I don't know. It could be that if he's I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's not Mefurosh in the Rishonim.
I hear what you're saying, but certainly if he it seems to me that he's built a significant amount, then he could have built the Karn of the Lufta. Then for sure he's not going to. But again, without the Chazanish, it's still even. I still might say, but we didn't get any of that on yet. Good. Oh.
Now there's one more nekuda, or two more nekudos actually, that need to be understood in Rabbeinu Yonah. So the first is, you could, in theory, have said like the Chazanish, or let's take it the other way. There's one more line in Rabbeinu Yonah which might seem surprising. I don't know if you guys got there or not. It's tucked away in an Amud later on Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't know if you saw that, but all the way there, it concludes the summary of the Sugya. And he writes like this. And not that you could ever really say it about Rabbeinu Yonah that he forgot what he wrote earlier, but he summarizes it including what he wrote earlier. So it's not that he forgot what he was talking about. Here it is. So the Rabbeinu Yonah starts. Maybe we'll start from the beginning. It starts on page Kuv Zayin. If you have the Kovex. So it says Rabbeinu Yonah. All of the Adenu Linia Mishnasenu. Okay, here's the summary of the Mishnah. Kosel Chatzer Shenafal. If you have a kosel which falls down, Ubenao Chaver Lamalav Dal Amos V'Samach Loza Kosel Acher. So Reuven builds it up above four. And then Shimon comes along and builds next to it. He only has to pay the equivalent of how much he was somech. Meaning,
presumably we paskin, or maybe that we paskin like Rav Nachman, right? That's what it sounds like. Bein shesam lechatzi gagova or lechatzi arochav. V'im yesh davar hamochiach shedaito ligmor habinyan. But if it's clear that he is going to continue building, mechayim osav al kulo. Okay. Then you have to pay for everything. That's consistent with Rav Nachman also. Right? Rav Nachman says that if you do something which makes it clear that you're going to build on, so you have to pay. V'cheinim lo samach al chatzi aroicha v'inech avanim nechnasos avanim yotzos. If you only build half and they're protruding avanim, adavar mechiach shedait on the bottom of the page, chunk of gas, v'hosiv albin mechayim osav al kulo. V'im ta'an v'amar lo haya v'dayti l'hosiv ela tur echad ushnayim ne'eman. Wow. If things are, again, and he's working with them when Rav Nachman agrees. So when Rav Nachman agrees, Mestama, that's the same thing as Rav Huna. Right? So earlier he told us that if you, from the construction itself, it seems like you're going to build more. And then you claim that you're not going to. That you're not believed. You're not believed. Even if you build the Karim Vilifta later. Says Rabbi Yehuda. But if you say, I'm only going to build a bit more, another row or two, then he is believed. Huh? Why? Why? What's the Migu?
Because he could have claimed that he's not building anything, he would have gone out of all of it, so therefore if he says that I'm building a little bit, we believe him.
But if he was believing the whole thing, we wouldn't believe him.
Oh, it's true.
It's not a Migu, but I understand what you're trying to get at, and the answer is yes. The answer is yes, but no, but it's much more, it's a little bit more mistaber than typical Migu. We'll figure out what. And is also interesting. Because this really relates to the whole sugya. Let's say I didn't put any wall next to it. But I really like this wall. I want a part of this wall. If you're Megali your Das by being Megali your Das, not just by physical construction, you can also become Chayiv to pay for the wall. We never discussed it. I don't know that it's such a chiddush, but that's what Rabbi Yonah says. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat in Rabbi Yonah? What's the difference? What's the difference between the saying that I'm going to stop completely, or I'm going to say a little bit more, than me saying a little bit more, I'm going to be believed? So says the B'Yis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef like this, commenting on Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Tur in Kuf Nun Zayin. Umi Yukasav Harav Rabbeinu Yonah. Here, let me send this to you guys. Kind of look on. There you go. Okay, so inside the tour, it's on the top, the middle part. It says, "Umi Yakasav Rav Rabbeinu Yonah, Imiton." If he tainas ain daiti lahosif ella shira achas ushtayim neman. If he tainas that he only wants to build a little bit more, then he's going to be believed. And then the Torah writes it on the next page. Ve'eno nirakein begemara ela eno neman. V'chay v'say v'chal tosefes. Torah says Rabbeinu Yonah is wrong. Torah says Rabbeinu Yonah is wrong. However, the Beis Yosef wants to understand Rabbeinu Yonah. So it says, it's on that same page, the one that says Tezayin in the corner. Says that ve'eno nirakein begemara, I lost it, ela... He
says as follows. Skip to the Beisos on the left-hand side, and where the wine's getting lighter, it says, V'yosir Nira. It's his second teretz, but he likes it better. V'yosir Nira, it appears, he's trying to explain Rabbeinu Yonah right now. V'yosir Nira, she'daito lomar, because I'm sorry. What was the Torah saying? What was bothering the Torah about what Rabbeinu Yonah says? The Torah is saying that the Gemara doesn't have any such distinction. The Gemara makes it seem like, again, even if you pass like Rav Nachman, which is how we pass like Rav Nachman, that if you build it in such a way with the Afrizo or whatever else, and it's clear you're going to build more, that you're going to have to pay. So don't you think the Gemara should have said something? Oh, but if you justify it and say, I'm only building another line or two, that's going to be good enough. Doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. So what's Rabbi Yonah saying? Where's Rabbi Yonah get it from? Because V'yosir Nira, Shadaito Lomar Shek, Shebon Afriza, when he builds the Afriza, which again is the beams, and it's in a way which looks like there's going to be more. If he says, again like Rabbeinu Yonah told us earlier, I know it looks like that I'm going to be building more, I'm not. I'm not building any more. Eino Neman. He's not going to be believed. He's not going to be believed. Why? It's as if Edim are testifying that he's lying. Why? Because nobody builds in such a way and leaves it like that. So to come along and claim that I am not building, I'm not building anything anymore, so I shouldn't have to pay anymore, when you have your protrusions or you have it clear that your das is that you're going to build, is his taina against the equivalent of edus. What's the edus? The construction is the edus. This is the normal construction of if you're going to be building more. So you're not going to be believed against that. Oh. However, Avolim Amar Emes. Shedaiti, he says, it's true, I'm going to build more. Shedaiti, Losif Shirach, Loshtaim, Levad, Ein Megalgana, Love, Elofim, Mashomer, Shirot, Losif, Sharei, Eino, Machish, Masha, Anu, Roim. So it's very simple. Very simple. The standard should be, again, it keeps coming back to this. And it keeps coming back to the same issue. Right? The standard should be that if I am trying to be Motzi Mamon, if you want to be Motzi Mamon from me, you have to prove that I am Chayev. Right? So who is the Motzi in this case? The person who built the original wall, the higher wall. I'm trying to get the money out of you. So the onus, the burden, should be on the person who built the wall moving initially to prove that Shimon is building more. And yet Rav Huna is telling us no. Rav Huna is telling us no. And Rav Nachman is telling us if there's enough freezes, no. So what's the pshat? Why am I not believed? I am being told. So again, if it's my taina against your taina, so why should your taina be believed? Why should you're claiming that I should have to pay for everything? Because you're getting full hana. But why is that? Why should that be believed? If it's me against you, so we should say that they knock each other out, and I don't have to pay. Elamai says Rav Yonah, you know what the pshat is? The pshat is that it's not just me against you. The pshat is that the fact that you built in such a way, or that it's clear that this way of building is that you're going to do more, is an anan sade, is as if there's edus against you. Edus you lose. Edus you lose. By tainaing, and again, it's not amigo. I understand why it's kein amigo. It's a similar type of thinking. But when he actually says, you're right, I'm going to build more, but I'm not building the whole thing. So now it's me against you. The Anan Sahade falls away. Because all the Anan Sahade tells us is you're going to be building more. How do I know that? Because the construction indicates that it's not finished. It's incomplete. So if you tell me something which says, you're right, it's incomplete, but I can explain it, so now we're back to me against you, and you can't be Motzi Mamon. But as long as I deny it,
So then I lose.
Then I lose because we assume that you're that because the Anat Zayin said you're still building.
We have no reason once you're building to think that you're going to stop. Right?
If there's some sort of other hochacha that you're not going to build more, then we would go until there. But since it's normal to keep building on and it's clear you're going to continue building, so then you have to pay for everything. That's the Beis Yosef suggestion. But that explains, again, both parts of Rabbeinu Yonah now. Right? Why is it? By giving the answer to the distinction, it helps understand the whole sugya better. Because really, if it's my time against your time, you should have to prove in order to be motzi mamon. But no, it's the fact that the construction or the normative practice is so strong, anan sade. But as long as I can neutralize the anan sade through my taina that I actually say, and I explain it, you're right. I am building, but I'm only building another 2 feet. Now, the ma'aseh, if you build more, of course you're going to have to pay for the more. Nobody's been arguing about that. The only question was, if I realize, whoa, I don't want to pay for that, can I stop midway? That was where the ma'aseh focus is. So that, I think Beis Yosef, I think sheds a whole lot of new light on this Rabbeinu Yonah, and really on the sugya as a whole. Good? Oh. Beautiful.
I'll actually, only because it's a very interesting point, the next two lines in Rabbeinu Yonah are actually interesting as well, because it relates to a certain assumption that we have been making throughout. And I'm not 100% why he has to say it, but it happens to be very interesting. Now, let's say that he, again, the chiddush of Rabbeinu Yonah, not about the extra row, but Rabbeinu Yonah told us a chiddush that if he says that he's nichaleg with the wall, then his wall is going to be kona immediately, which just basically taps into what's the method that's happening here. It's a kinyan, right? Because half the wall is in my chatzar. My chatzar can be kona. What's on top of the dalet amos for me? Relatively straightforward. But now, I'm claiming that I paid for it already. Am I believed to say that I paid for it already? Am I believed to say that I paid for it? Well, that's right. It puts the two halves of the... We've been assuming that above Dalet Amos is Bechezkas Shelo Nasan. Is Bechezkas Shelo Nasan. But now, let's say I said that I'm going to do it, and now you're tainaing that I didn't pay for it. Is it still Bechezkas Shelo Nasan? We didn't discuss this before. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Varehu Bechezkas Nasan. If, again, let's make sure we have the situation clear. He built the Malo Midalet. So the Malo Midalet, we don't assume that he paid. We don't assume that he paid. But let's say he's only claiming it post-admission. The guy admitted that he's going to pay it. And I admitted it in the past. I still admit it, but I paid for it. So is it Bechez Kashan Asana? He says, it is Bechez Kashan. Why? Lufisha Mishpat Zegoli Lakol. They came and showed the Shorot Zebin Yishai V'Shaleh. Because everybody knows that this halacha is true. And if everybody knows that the halacha is true, why would we assume that he didn't pay? Why would we assume that he didn't pay? And once we can neutralize that assumption that he didn't pay, so it's a suffix. And it's going to be on the person who's trying to get the money to prove it. V'chein, and similar, and this is probably more directly relevant to our Mishnah, let's say he finished, right? The chiddush of our Mishnah was that you're going to be mechayev to pay even before he puts on the roof. Let's say he puts on the roof. And now he comes and says to him, pay me. Pay me. The din is megalgal v'zakol. He says, I paid you. We believe him then. We believe him once the roof is up. Why? Because it's a question that he has to pay. He knows he has to pay them. The chiddush of the Mishnah was that he has to pay before he puts on the roof. Oh, that's already a very big chiddush. That's a very big chiddush. He has to pay before him. But once, and therefore we assume that he didn't pay. But once he puts himself in a situation which everybody knows that it's something for which you have to pay, so then we have no reason, if he claims that he paid, why should we assume that he didn't pay? And then the responsibility becomes on the one who's trying to get the money to prove that he is owed the money. Interesting. Okay, good. So you guys get back to the carnival lufta. So what is the carnival lufta again? So we said that Rav Huna is going to Oda if there's a carnival lufta. So says Rashi. I'm sorry. Yeah. Umoda Rav Huna b'carnival lufta. B'chibur shebekeren zavis. When you have the connection at the corner. Lufta means chibur. So keren means the corner and lufta means connection. So when you connect the corner to the wall and built it at a right angle, so then it's clear you're not going forward anymore because you're closing the wall now. So if we're talking about a case where Reuven's house was next to this wall between the chatzeros, and then Reuven tries to build the shtickle and extension and on the corner of the house, and part of the wall which extends for the extension, it corresponds to the wall between the chatzeros. Because there's no reason to assume he's going to continue building, and then it's me against you, me against you. Why should I have to pay? Why should I have to pay? So that is the karna of the lufta. So Tosos doesn't like the karna of the lufta of Rashi. Says Tosos, so moder Rav Huna b'karna lufta. Farish bin Adam karna leheker shel yarech achoma yoser shebesof osa koso shesoma. Kipe the karna klape koso shechavero. V'lufta v'heker shel yagbiya koso yoser kion chasa heker b'rosh achoma lefisher gdin lazo zechoma tzor lemailo. Shebuk shem echutz zechoma v'lo yeshusham. Again, I don't know the lumness of what they're arguing about, but what seems to be troubling to us is this karna velufta sounds like two different things. You have the karna and you have the lufta. I think somebody says it. One of the rishonim says it, the way Rashi understands it, it's karna du lufta, right? It's the corner of connection between the two. But the point is more or less the same, and that Rav Huna is saying, according to Rabbi Natam, that there are different ways of showing that you're done with construction. So when you get to, in terms of not being going, you're not going to make something any longer, so you turn the corner, and that shows that you are not making any longer. But I might still go higher. No. In terms of higher, I keep it at the same width as long as I'm planning on still going up. But once I'm completing it, then I make it narrower. Why do I make it narrower? Because I don't want rain to pool on my roof. I don't want rain to pool on my roof. So this way, when it rains, it's going to pour down, spread down to the sides. Okay. Back in Rashi, Umoda Rav Nachman b'Afriza ube'ak bui kishurei linyan gova dekamer Rav Nachman de'lamayz lo samach lo samach moda hu. He will agree. Shem asa b'kosla she samach. That if in the wall that you were someth, you left makam hanachas roshe koros aliyah alpenei kula, you put a place where you could potentially put beams to build up for a second floor. So for lagbio, then you can assume that he's planning on continuing to build. I'm sorry, od kashir gov aliyah, the necessary height. V'nichle begov the goza rishav nasechal gov bechal govo. So again, the Afriza is doing it in such. I'm sorry, the. So which one's which? It's one thing. The Afriza. Right, the Akvasa Dikshuri is the place where you're going to put in the beams to be able to build up. And the Afriza is Eitz Arav Av, a long, thick beam. Shenosin apne kolor hakosel, laniach lav rashikoros, and megin aleim, shal yirkivu mach maslichu hakosel. Ublashan rishakar milistin. Umishenu Eitz Av osachor and makosel, nosin nesarim katan lamailu, lamato vatsadin. Okay, so somehow these two things work together. But basically, You can construct in such a way that it's clear that you're going to be building, that you're going to be building more. And somehow, the way normal construction works, if you don't put some sort of beam on top, then you're afraid that it's going to start rotting away. But if you put a very thick beam that's protecting it and making sure that the water is not going to go in, then you don't have to be as concerned. So as long as you built it in such a way, then that is not going to require that. I'm sorry. That is going to indicate that you are planning to build. You're planning to build more. Good. I don't know. Anybody have anything to add to that? I don't have much to. The king beam and the cross beam. What was the? Something like that.
That was a good segment.
Okay, great. I don't know exactly what all that was about. But again, the fundamental point that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are making, I think is clear. Oh.
So that means, this basically shows that Rav Huna and Rav Nachman agree that you can force someone to pay before you get the actual benefit.
Correct. Which is not going to be surprising, because neither of them are going to argue on the Mishnah. That's really what the Mishnah said. Right? This is all just an extension of that finish of the Mishnah, which I think is exactly what Rashi was trying to say up above. Right? When Rashi said, right, and our Mishnah says, you have to pay immediately.
The actual Malchus itself is not really like, I mean, see, Machlokas intends, like, in this certain situation.
The Machlokas seems to be is that do you, in which direction do you need to have a, what's the stam, right? What's the default position? Is the default position going to be that we're going to assume that you're going to build more unless you've done something to show otherwise, or is the default that you're not, you only do according to what you have unless you show that you're going to do it otherwise?
Yeah, but it's only in this case though. I mean, we just don't know. In the case of a half wall, we don't know.
Well, that's when you go to the default, then you don't know. If you don't, then there's no reason to, you can judge based on what's in front of you. Good? Oh. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Bekave lo have chazaka. V'yaf agav da'avad la himlati. Da'amar le amina l'chi payastali lo listra ashisai. Okay. What does all of that mean? So, Bekave lo have chazaka. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Bekave lo have chazaka. Shimon shegvia kosel hacholik b'chatzer l'malo midal ramos. So, Rashi is saying, we're talking about our same wall. Right? The same wall, which is between the chatzeros, half on Reuven's property, half on Shimon's, and he wants to, and he raises the height of it. V'asabo chalonos letzad Reuven lanachas v'shikoros kimo shepirashti, and he designs it in such a way that there are little windows or holes in which now here's the names reverse of what we've been doing, but right, which the we'll call him Shimon, but whatever. The person who didn't build the wall is now on his side, is able to insert beams. Is able to insert beams into the walls. So lo hav yachazak legabi Reuven. This is not considered the proof. Lemor anisi aticha lagbio, that the person, right? Right. If we have the wall in the middle over here, and he made these little protrusions. Again, they're more, they go in, but I don't really know how to do that in a way that's going to be clear. So we'll just make them going out, right? They're on this side, right? This is the guy, Rashi's calling this guy Shimon. We were previously doing the opposite, so that's why might be a little confusing. Right, so Reuven is the one who has not paid yet. So now, Shimon went the Malum Midalad. So we know that Reuven is not obligated to pay. So now, in a case in which Reuven, Shimon says you should pay me, and Reuven says I did pay you, isn't it? So Reuven is not believed because he's becheska shalonasa. There was no reason that he should have given it. Ah, oh! But Reuven is going to say, but the raya that I paid is because you designed your wall in such a way
that I can insert my beams. You never would have done that had I not paid for it. That's the topic of this statement. That's what Rashi is describing, right? He says, Lo habe chazaka legabe Reuven. This is not a chazaka for Reuven. Leimor anisi atir lagbio. It's a ride that I helped you earlier, and I already paid for it. If I had not helped you, you wouldn't put a place for me to put my beans. Which again, what are those beans going to help? I can put up another wall. Why? Wait, you're going to do all that for me? You never would do that. And even he's putting in some sort of other beams into the holes in the meantime to support it. None of these are considered to be a raya. So again, Rashi understands that this is an extension of the Mishnah that Rav Huna, right, is saying that if you make the mikave, if you stick the humility inside, nothing that you do supports the fact that Reuven is claiming that he already paid for it. Why? Why not? But why would he have done it? He could respond, Amina lechi payastali lo lisrashi soi. Shimon can say, well, the reason I did it is I thought to myself, you're going to, maybe you're going to decide you want to build up another wall on your side, build your extension. And you're going to be then willing to pay a little bit. And later, post-construction, any changes they have to make after construction are much more difficult than what you do during construction. Right? When you have like a big construction project, the contractor, not just to make money, but always want to just knock the whole thing down and start again, then try to, you know, tweak it within what's already there. It's much more complicated to take what's there and start playing with it. So being that how much of a difference does it really make to me if there are holes in the wall? It doesn't make such a big difference. So there's at least a svara to say that I did not... the fact that I put up is not a raya that you paid it, just that in case there was a good enough chance that you might do something one day, and I don't want to have to damage my wall. Okay. Interesting halacha. The Rima Gash learns it completely differently. Says the Rima Gash, Amar of Nachman Be'kavre Lo'abe Chazaka Perish. Listen carefully. It's on page Pevav of Yagur Kovitz. Kosel Shebein Ruvein Vishimon. Vakosel Yadua Shehu Liruvein Ve'eno Lishimon. We're talking about a wall which is between Ruvein and Shimon, but the whole wall belongs to Shimon. Meaning, we're not talking about our Mishnah. Right? We're not talking about our Hezek Re'iyah split wall Lamala Midalad. We're talking the wall on Shimon's property. And he built the wall. Why? Because he didn't want to have anything to do with Reuven. Whatever the reason is. And it's known that it is Reuven's and not Shimon's, or whichever way, or the opposite. Ubishosh ebina Reuven, asabo Reuven, it's not Shimon, akum fias, rashikoros. But when he originally did the construction, he built in those boxes, the holes. The cave and Jedi no Hikdisham Shimon Karosov Eno Yako Shimon Lomar Lubin Misha Sisa Hai Bekavre Golis Daitrosh and Asatli Rishus Lehachnis Bohem Korosai. The Fishiation, Leruven, Lomar Zesha, Sisa, Damino Kiviasli, Tivakish, and Shitisham Shikosa, Seven Five Senlach, Lotitra, Slaver, Kabirs Makam Kvias, Russia. We'll explain this in a second. A Koros, Parvesli, Abadino, the Kaboy, the Shamusha, Rikosa, Losha, Viknodlach. So what's the taina now, according to Rimagash? Says the Rimagash that, so he builds the whole wall, right? Shimon builds, or one guy builds, he keeps switching the ruins of Shimon, it's a little confusing. He builds the whole wall, and it belongs to him. And he put these things in. What is Reuven's taina? Reuven's not taina that he paid for. Reuben's a tiny man paper. Reuben's tiny name is, it must be that you were basically mochel, my using the wall for my purposes, because why else would you have put those things there? And therefore, you don't care if I put in my beams or things like that, because why else would you have done it? Now, what's interesting about this is several things, several points. One point that's interesting is that now this has nothing to do with the
Mishnah anymore.
Right? According to Rashi, this was just another an extension of the same case as the Mishnah, and Rav Huna took it a step further. That's not how the Rimagash is learning it. That's not how the Rimagash is learning it. And the question is why? Right? Well, if you had to choose between the two, you understand where Rashi is coming from, right? If we can connect Rav Huna to the Mishnah, it makes a lot more sense. Otherwise, you're left basically saying that the reason that the Gemara brought in this halacha of Rav Huna is why? Because we just had a different member of Rav Huna that was talking about walls. So once we discussed one thing from Rav Huna that talks about walls, so we'll discuss another thing from Rav Huna which also talks about the walls, which again is not the most compelling of upshotim, right? It's going to be completely a din b'fnei atzma. What's also interesting with Ora, right, is let's say it's true. Let's say he built the wall and you let him do it. But now he's saying, I'm not letting you do it anymore. So who cares that he already did it? I mean, what's he trying to get out of it? Is he trying to get him to pay for what was in the past? Or is he trying to get him mikanu lahaba? Right? Because mikanu lahaba, you would think that if he was mochel, he can say, I'm not mochel anymore. I'm not mochel anymore. So Lechori is trying to get the money back for what happened. He's trying to get paid for the hanah that he had in the past. Because otherwise, you would have to say that someone says something that once he's mochel, he can't go back on. So again, we had a discussion in the Rush when it came to Hezekiah about that, but I don't know that that would apply. I don't know that I would assume that applies over here. So his taina is, I want to be able to get my, I'm not going to allow you to do it. I'm not going to allow you to do it. I'm not going to allow you to do it anymore. That for sure. But it sounds like he's trying to get money back for what happened in the past. Right? Otherwise, it's a little bit of a tzarachia of what the chiddush is. What the chiddush is over here. No? Anybody learn it differently? I'm not sure how else to understand it. Why in the end, you know, the Rebbe Magash has to learn different than Rashi? I don't know. Not 100% sure why. You know, what was compelling him? Yeah. I'm not sure. Maybe if anybody else can think of anything else. But again, it is interesting about logos which exist. It may have to do slightly. It may segue into the next sugya, which again we'll start your Tashem tomorrow, which discusses the issue of Chezkas Tashmishin, which is that is there such a concept? And again, this might be the answer for the Rebbe Magash also, which is that maybe he can't take it back anymore. Is there such a concept after you let me do something for an extended period of time that you can't back out of it? Right? What is that concept? That's going to become clearer, or not clearer, but will become the issue that we have to deal with in the next segment, but that we'll see in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.